Blog Talk Radio.
Searching for love but can't seem to find the right one? Find your other half with Amazon's best-selling ebook, Online Dating, How to Find My Soulmate Successfully Online, Secrets Revealed, by Relationships 360's Tiffany Williams Jallo. This amazing new ebook contains expert advice based on Tiff's own online dating experiences, designed to help you avoid the pitfalls of dating on the internet. In Online Dating, How to Find My Soulmate Successfully Online, Secrets Revealed, you'll learn how to improve your chances of finding love online, keep yourself safe, identify online dating red flags, avoid being catfished, move your online relationship offline, and more. You can successfully find your soulmate in cyberspace simply by reading Tiff's groundbreaking Amazon best-selling ebook, Online Dating, How to Find My Soulmate Successfully Online, Secrets Revealed. Buy it today for the introductory price of just 99 cents at Amazon.com or in audiobook form at Audible.com for easy listening on the go.
Joining tonight via the World Wide Web or phone line, and welcome to Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams Jallo, host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on Relationship 360, my guest and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain enriching character-based relationships. And you just heard Express Yourself by Diplo featuring Nikki DeBee. It's the theme song for the hit VH1 TV show, Hit the Floor. And tonight, we have one of the stars of the show, the gorgeous, sexy, former Division I college basketball player and IBM business and marketing executive, McKinley Freeman. He's in the house, and he's going to tell us what to expect from the second season of Hit the Floor. Plus, we'll discuss why it's so hard to date after 30 and what single men and women in that age bracket can do to improve their chances of finding love. In addition to acting, McKinley has his own relationship forum called What Do You Think Wednesdays, in which he poses and answers various relationship questions for his fans. So I'm interested to learn what advice, McKinley, you have for those who are listening to the show tonight. McKinley, thanks for joining Relationships 360. It's a pleasure to have you.
No, I appreciate it. That's a pretty thorough, lengthy introduction. I'm not sure I've ever been introduced like that before. I appreciate that. I'm ready to hop into it. I think one of the things for me, though, is we're all people. So the same things that are true for my grandparents and my parents are same for the same relationship rules are true for people in their 20s and 30s. And I think that's what we're going to get into here in a little bit. But let's get it started.
Sounds good. So it sounds like you are ready to answer some relationship questions for our listeners tonight. But before we get into that, I want to ask you a little bit about playing Division I ball at the University of Illinois, which is in your home state. You played ball in college, so you must follow the NBA. I believe you live in L.A. Now. So who is your favorite NBA team? The L.A. Lakers, the Chicago Bulls? Who's your favorite team?
You know, at the moment, I don't really have a favorite team. I think when Jordan retired, I realized I was a Jordan fan, not a Bulls fan. But I think right now I'm rooting for the Brooklyn Nets. I've got a cousin that plays on the
Nets. No way!
I'm rooting for Brooklyn at the moment. You know what I mean? But beyond that, it's like, you know, it's like anything else. You know, you sit down and take the time to watch a game. You know, I just want it to be competitive and entertaining. So there's a lot of good matchups in this first round. I think I've been watching a lot of the Portland games here recently. So they seem to be doing well. But yeah, it's an exciting time for basketball fans. I mean, on the heels of like the tournament, which is like the NCAA tournament, which is, you know, exciting for college basketball fans. You know, the NBA playoffs are right around the corner, and here we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love your answer. I'm actually originally from Kansas City, but I live in Brooklyn now, so I have to go with the Brooklyn Nets, the first time in the playoffs. And it looks like, let's see, they're playing game three. They're tied 1-1 with the Toronto Raptors, so we'll see how they do tomorrow. So
yeah,
love
no,
that,
like
love that.
Barclays, yeah, I know.
I am not sure. I haven't even been to a game yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to do that here soon. But, yeah, love your choice. Let's talk about what you were doing, how you crossed over into acting before becoming a professional actor. As I said earlier in the intro, you were recruited to join IBM's executive marketing team. How did you make the leap from corporate America to acting?
I think it was just chance, actually. I was working for IBM, kind of minding my own business, had a really great job working with really, really fun people. But I realized quickly that I felt like something was missing. So
mm-hmm.
I started doing modeling and stuff like that. And then, you know, just one day my agent at the time was like, oh, you should go check out this thing. All my children's in town looking for, you know, a guy to be on the show. And I was like, man, I ain't trying to be no actor, man. He's like, hey, you should check it out. So I was like, man, I don't have anything else to do. So I convinced a friend of mine to go. Like, I brought my friend, like, yo, let's go down here, man. I'll pay for dinner, man. I don't know. I told my agent I would go. I'll go in. He didn't get out, whatever. So I went in there, just kind of just ran my mouth, which you'll see it happens a lot when we start getting into these questions. And, it kind of just spun into this thing where they were like, yo, we'd like you to be a part of this. You know, I found out a few weeks later. So I started flying from Atlanta to New York, worked on